George, can you sort of boil it down to bottom line, oncologists taking care of 20 different tumors? How do you deal with these unusual HER2 testing situations?
So the bottom line is pretty straightforward in terms of treating patients in the adjuvant setting. We have two prospective randomized trials in the metastatic setting where HER2 negative patients have received either trastuzumab or lapatinib, where in both of those studies, if you are HER2 negative, you get zero benefit from the addition of trastuzumab or lapatinib, as far as the statisticians can tell us. Okay, Dan's nodding his head because he doesn't believe the statisticians can tell us very much. I think it is up to someone to prove this in a randomized setting before anyone does it. I think it's dangerous to do it absent that. You have to ask yourself a real simple question. Have we, for the last 25 years, just simply not understood the biology of HER2? Or are pathologists arguing over what you call HER2 positive? And which of those two possibilities seems to be more likely to you? Now, I know in my hospital, the pathologists argue all the time. In every meeting I've ever been to, they argue about what constitutes HER2 positivity. And despite the ASCO CAP guidelines, they still argue. I don't know where the cut point should be for HER2 positivity in the adjuvant setting because it's never been looked at prospectively. And it's possible that some of this may just simply be issues that remain about what actually is HER2 positive.
Andy, you did one of those two studies that he just referred to, and I've heard people refer to your study and say, well, there was a response rate difference.
Well, I think the extrapolatability from the observation that trastuzumab didn't improve outcomes in the HER2 negative population is the fact that we did rely on community-based testing. So I think when you're trying to make an argument for using trastuzumab in the adjuvant setting based on a community-based HER2 assay, it's very hard to support the use of trastuzumab in a patient who's HER2 negative in that manner. So I have had cases where I've had conflicting results from my own laboratory and from an outside laboratory. Have even gone to the extent of asking Steve Schack to measure HER2 mRNA levels. I think we are just beginning to scratch the surface, and it may not be gene amplification, it may not be protein expression, it may be some downstream effector, some other regulator of the HER2 pathway in concert with HER2 that will tell us how best to approach HER2 therapy.